Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
For a few days this week, we are talking about the so-called war on women. This supposed war is a direct attack on pro-lifers and those with deeply held religious views who don't believe that 1.2 million unborn children should be killed by abortion each year in our country. Using the flawed logic being employed by our opponents in this battle for life, if you don't agree with them on choice, then you must hate women. So we're looking at what's happening in our country to determine who really cares about women. Yesterday, we discussed some of the pro-life protective legislation that pro-abortion forces vehemently oppose, such as requiring informed consent before the abortion or giving the mother the opportunity to see a picture of her unborn child through ultrasound. But we see that abortion providers are not content to just have women walk through their doors. Some Planned Parenthood facilities are now offering a so-called webcam or telemed abortion. Rather than meeting the abortionist in person, a pregnant woman sits in a Planned Parenthood office and converses with him long distance via computer. The abortionist is able to push a button on his computer that opens a drawer in the room where the woman is seated. Inside that drawer is the chemical that will kill her unborn child. Chemical abortions are a two-drug process. The first is mifepristone, RU486, which kills the developing human being in the uterus. The second drug is a prostaglandin that expels the dead child. Webcam abortions pose serious dangers to women. RU486 itself is a dangerous abortion method for pregnant women. 14 women who took RU486 have died in the United States since 2000, according to the FDA, and thousands of women have suffered complications. If there are complications, a woman who has received the chemical abortion will be far from the doctor who would most readily understand and diagnose her condition in an emergency. In 2000, when the FDA approved RU486 for use in the United States, it established a protocol that specified that RU486 be administered under the supervision of a qualified physician. An abortionist dispensing the drug to someone perhaps hundreds of miles away via computer isn't exactly supervising the procedure. How is this pro-woman? This spring, the California State Assembly considered legislation that would allow non-physicians to perform first trimester surgical abortions. Nurse practitioners, physician assistants, and certified nurse midwives are already allowed to prescribe chemical abortion drugs in the state. The people in these positions provide valuable medical services, but they are not doctors. For those who think abortion should be safe, how does reducing the required standard of care help? Why the need to allow abortionists to prescribe chemical abortions over a computer or allow non-physicians to perform abortions? Not enough doctors are doing abortions. The doctors who perform abortions are getting older and retiring. New doctors know that after 40 years, abortion is still not a culturally acceptable procedure, and fewer of them want to be part of it. Abortion advocates aren't content to just push abortion in this country. They support it overseas as well. In 2009, the United States gave $50 million to the United Nations Population Fund. The budget request for 2013 includes $39 million for UNFPA. Under President George W. Bush and his pro-life predecessors, U.S. funding to the United Nations Population Fund was cut off because of their support of China's population control program, which includes forced abortion. Stories abound of pregnant women in China who are dragged out of their homes, taken to family planning centers against their wishes, and have an abortion forced on them. Instead of abortion advocates screaming at the top of their lungs that this is a war on women, the current administration tolerates this program by financially supporting the United Nations Population Fund. If the pro-woman abortion advocates see some horror in what's happening, they certainly aren't very loud or visible. Join us tomorrow when we continue our look at who really cares about women in America.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization.